up to me to be the very best I can be. And it's up to you to do the same thing too.
I'd like to like media.
Welcome to the Atlanta Life Radio Station, the best in talk radio, covering topics that feed your mind, body, and soul. And now we present the Up to Me Radio Show with your host, Gabby G, and special guest, Linda Goodwin. Did you know that Georgia is now considered the Hollywood of the South? Well, let's learn more about that. Good morning, Gabby G.
Thank you, Mel D. Wake up, everyone, and thank you for tuning in and joining me in another Up to Me Radio conversation where the voices of the self-empowered are heard. I'm your host, Gabby G. I was nicknamed Gabby Gail by my mother when I was about 5 years old because I was born with a gift of gab, a trait that both my husband and my son can both attest to. But I say that one's greatest weakness is also one's greatest gift. So if you like to talk like me or you're just a great listener, please join me this morning in my digital Gabby G Cafe and get ready to be inspired. As your host each week, I will welcome our guests and invite you to join me in conversations on various topics that relate to our journeys in awakening and living in our life purpose. I'm so blessed and humbled to be a part of this Christ-led team and do not take this opportunity to serve as your host for granted. We will have a very special segment in our show for you to share your up-to-me moments when you faced your reality, found the courage, made a decision, and took action to make a change in your life. Here at Up to Me, we want to encourage and empower each other to be the best that we can be. So this program is meant to be a platform of voices to be heard and expressed in a safe and non-judgmental environment. So please don't feel shy about participating in our program. I want to also express a special thank you to Mel D, Allie Ward, and the entire Atlanta Life Media team, and to Blessed Love Gospel Reggae Band for creating our theme song, Wake Up. You can hear the song in its entirety at the close of our show, and if you like it, please let me know by sending me a message on our Facebook page. Send it to Gabby at Atlanta Life Radio, and in a future show, we will provide you with the details of how you can purchase the song. So, if you want to join me in today's discussion, please call in now to get the on-air caller cue, and that number is 347-324-5246. Again, 347-324-5246, and press the number 1. Then hold on and enjoy the show, and we will bring you on air shortly. Well, I am especially thrilled with today's show because my guest this week is none other than Ms. Linda Goodwin, co-founder and chief operating officer of Atlanta Life Media Agency, our sister entity to Atlanta Life Media, which provides production support and lifestyle services to the Georgia film, television, and digital entertainment industry. Welcome, Linda.
Hello, Ms. Gabby G. How are you, my dear friend? How are you?
I'm just fine. How about yourself?
I am doing fantastic on this beautiful Saturday morning.
Isn't it beautiful out?
It is.
Praise God.
Anyone who knows me knows that I'm a summertime girl. I love the heat. But I will admit, these past couple of really kind of cool days, I've kind of been enjoying them.
It's sort of like sweater weather.
It's absolutely sweater weather for
Isn't
me.
That nice?
It's actually coat and gloves and hat weather.
Your blood
oh,
is thinner down there in
Atlanta. Very cold nature. 50 degrees, I'm putting on a coat.
Well, you're down there in Atlanta where it doesn't get as cold as it is here in Philadelphia. But I would just want to thank you so much, though, because I know that you have a tremendous schedule down there. So I'm just dying to pick your brain.
Well, I'm excited to be here. I know that we had reached out, you know, a few weeks ago, if not a month or so ago, and our schedules just didn't permit me to join the show. But I'm excited that we have an opportunity to kind of just sit and chit-chat.
Well, I want to know, were you born a dynamic COO of a top media agency for Georgia Film and Television, or was it a journey for you, and can you tell us about that?
Well, I was born dynamic.
Well, yes, I believe that.
I absolutely was born dynamic. Now, I don't know that my brother would agree, but I think my mom and my dad would agree. But, yes, so you know what? It's so funny. So I don't know that I was born dynamic to be COO of Atlanta Life Media Agency. However, you know, I think my journey is like so many. You know, I have worked in corporate America my entire adult life. I've been in different, you know, capacities and leadership capacities in the healthcare industry for over 26 years. And actually, to be fair and honest, I was of the mindset that, you know, I would work at someone else's 40 to 50 hour a week job until I retire.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it may be 4 years, 5 years ago, not too long ago, I had, you know, kind of an epiphany where I began to find myself thinking about and realizing that I really wasn't interested in what I'll call a traditional retirement. I knew that I was at a point where working 40, 50, 60 hour weeks, although I love what I do, I have to love what I do to do it, but I kept feeling like there was something else that I should do, something else that I can do. So I began to think about what would my plan B look like? To get, you know, very personal, you know, I just turned 51 years old. So I realized that I felt like I still had a lot of life to live. And,
absolutely.
And so I said, I need a plan B. And then, Gabby, I also thought about, you know, as I was going through those thoughts in my head over the course of a couple of years, I realized that I didn't have to work in a traditional company. You know, I have worked in traditional companies my entire adult life. And or that I didn't even have to necessarily stay in the same industry that I've become extremely customary and or comfortable in. So I guess I was beginning to kind of have an epiphany-type moment about my life, about my skills, about my ability, and about, you know, what I wanted to do, what I could do. And so I think all of that is what kind of led me or to the doorsteps of Atlanta Life Media Agency.
That's what we describe here at Up to Me Radio. We call that our Up to Me moment. And
mm-hmm.
I talk with that in my intro about where you face your reality, you found the courage to do that, and then you made a decision, and then you actually took action to make make that change in your life.
Yeah.
And what was the defining action that you took that brought you to this point?
Yeah, and even I think with the Atlanta Life Media Agency venture, that one was a little bit different than, you know, some of the other things that I may have done that I may have done over the years. But Atlanta Life Media Agency, and I have to be completely transparent, very good friend, individual that I trust from a business perspective, smart businesswoman, you know, she actually came to me. We had dinner one evening, and she presented an idea. She, too, was seeing what was happening here in Georgia in the film and TV industry, how Georgia was growing. We were seeing it all over the news, all over social media. And actually, you know, we had this conversation about there was a gap. We too were hearing and seeing about there was a gap, there was a need. You know, thanks to generous tax credits and business incentives, Georgia has become one of the top states for movies and television production behind California and Georgia, and I think it's continuing to grow. But with that same progress, there are some challenges. The shortage of local, experienced, skilled individuals that are critical to the filmmaking process and production process, there's a shortage. Individuals like makeup artists and costume and set designers, what most people will call the rank and file of film and television crew, there's a shortage of local. I'm sorry, say that again.
I'm sorry, I just love that. I love your analogy for that, your rank and file. It's like
they
your team.
Are. Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, for most businesses, and film and TV industry is no different, you know, there's a subset of individuals' talent and skills that makes it happen. And so it's a lot of those type skilled, experienced individuals that we don't have locally. There are people that are interested, there are people that have the skills, but they may not have the deep training and knowledge that is needed. And so, and I in preparation for the show, I was doing a little research, and I came across this this survey that was done last year. A state education task force asked questions of producers and directors and others about the supply and quality of Georgia's film and television workers, and over half of those that were surveyed said that they were unable to hire all the workers they needed locally, according to the task force report. And so that's kind of my long-winded way to come back full circle to say, in that conversation I was having with my current, my now business partner for Atlanta Life Media Agency, is we were talking about there was a gap. We said, so, you know, most businesses are formed because you find a need and you feel the need. And so we were like, what if we established an agency, a company, that really production studios, executives could actually come and they could get, look for one-stop shop if you need makeup artists, if you need camera crew, you know, whatever it is you need, there should be one place that you can come to, express and share what your needs are, and then let us take the responsibility to bring that talent and those skills to the table for you. Because, you know, our concept is, you know, Atlanta Life Media Agency, our tagline is, we're where connections happen. We want executives and production studios to focus on the creative side of their product, their projects, rather, and let us focus on helping them staff and bring in the right elements for it to support their project. So that really is how Atlanta Life Media Agency, it kind of birthed, it came about, and I was excited about it. I saw the vision immediately. I was like, that makes all the sense in the world. And, mm-hmm. you know, it sort of kind of took me out of my comfort zone a little bit, but then I started thinking about it. When I was in college, I actually worked for an agency, a staffing agency. And so you see how things kind of happen?
Yeah, see, God put that training years ago into his plan for you. Yes.
Complete setup.
Yes. That's amazing. That really is amazing, Linda.
Yeah.
Can you tell me about your team of people? Like, who do you have on your staff? And shed some light on those people and what they do. And how many people do you employ under you?
Actually, our model is we have a core team structure. We have several divisions within Atlanta Life Media Agency. But let me do this for your listening office. Let me just let them know a little bit more about Atlanta Life Media Agency, our company, the structure of our company, the purpose of our company. If you don't mind, I'll do that. And
no,
then I'll kind of share
right
about
ahead.
Our team. So okay, Atlanta Life Media Agency, we are a limited liability corporation. Obviously, we're here in Georgia. And we provide production support services to the film and TV industry. Our clients can really range from production studios, executives, directors, producers, you know, also film festival executives and leadership as well. You would be surprised at just how many film festivals take place across the state of Georgia. And if anyone has ever been to a film festival, if you kind of step behind the curtain and think about all of the work that must go into actually successfully putting on a film festival, it's amazing. So those are a couple of examples of, you know, the types of clients that we have. We are also in the process of developing some unique, very unique divisions. So I'll talk about that in a minute. So when people ask us, you know, well, exactly what is an Atlanta Life Media Agency, we are a premier Georgia film, TV, and entertainment production support agency. We are headquartered here in the North Fulton County area of Georgia. And we absolutely, and I heard you mention this before, we are an affiliate, we're a sister company of the Atlanta Life Media, and so we're excited to be, you know, a part of this great family. We do have core services that we provide and to our clients. Our core services are made up of a couple of different divisions, but our core services include event coordination, event planning. We also have a core team of skilled individuals that have expertise in hair and makeup, so makeup artistry and hair assistance. Because, again, if you think about the production side of film and TV, there's certain things that are critical. Hair and makeup is one of those things. We also do location scouting and permitting and logistics. So when you think about when you think about the different films, like so many different films are shot here in Georgia, and it's just been recently that I've realized that the Hunger Games were produced here. They were filmed here. So when you see those movies and you see people, the cast and the crew running and in the woods and all of that, someone has to take the responsibility of finding locations for all of these shots, for all of this filming. And so there's permitting that takes place. We have to make sure, you know, in productions and the different types of services, you know, if you're going to film somewhere, you know, you may have to close down a street, so you may need to get, you're going to have to get permission to do certain things. So logistic, location scouting and permitting and logistics is a core service that we would offer as well. And then kind of even going back to the makeup for a second, special effects. Makeup kind of falls in a couple of different categories. You have the glam, you know, the glitz and the glam of everyone is getting all beautified and, you know, going to premieres and things. But a lot of people don't think about, you know, special effects makeup. Huh. And so when you see, the horror movies and things of that nature,
right,
that makeup as well. So that, too, is a service that our agency, that we have relationships and we have talented and skilled individuals that can help provide those services. One of the other core services that we offer is media relations and marketing. You know, a lot of our films, once films are produced, one of the things that's needed most right now is getting the word out, marketing and promoting those films. And so we have skilled individuals on our team that actually have experience, years of experience in media relations and marketing. So that's a core service that we offer as well. And publicity. Recently, one of the clients that we recently supported was the Kingdomwood Christian Film Festival. And one of the services that we provided for them was all of their media credentialing. So they had a lot of media that was interested in actually participating at the it was multiple-day film festival. And so we did all of the credentialing, making sure that all of those individuals, those media outlets that were interested, that they were truly media outlets. So we took them through a credentialing process. And then we also we provided on-site media and press coordination. So once they got there, we wanted to make sure that the filmmakers and the directors were aware that we had media on-site and to give those outlets an opportunity to spend some time with the filmmakers and the directors and the cast and crew of those films that were being shown at the film festival. So we had a wonderful time being on-site for that particular event. So that's just a glimpse at some of the services and some of the types of services that we offer. Now, what I do love about Atlanta Life Media is that we're not in a box. We have a core, and that's why I keep using the word core services. There are certain things that we absolutely offer, but if a film studio or production studio came to us and they were looking for other services that may not be listed on our website or in our brochure marketing material, we want to have a conversation with them. We want to know what their services are, because one of the beautiful things about Atlanta Life Media Agency is that not only do we have our core team, our staff, as you referred to them as, but we have some phenomenal strategic partnerships with individuals in the community that are skilled, that are local, and that are professionals in different arenas as well. So we really have designed an organization that is comfortable saying that we can be a one-stop shop for the Georgia TV and film industry.
You know what I love that I think is really important that I didn't think about? Because it is a relationship business, and how you said that you were at the Kingdomwood Christian Film Festival, and there was a lot of media who wanted to talk with you about extending their services for your agency. And I loved that you do a background check on them to make sure they are who they say they are.
Right.
And so that makes you a trusted agency. So people or individuals or companies and filmmakers who want to hire Atlanta Life Media Agency can know that you've done your homework and you do your research and you do everything by the book and everything is legal and it's all in the up and up. That's so important.
It is. And you mentioned a phrase, trusted source. I mean, one of the things about, our mission, the mission for Atlanta Life Media Agency, it really is clear, and our goal is clear, is to connect our clients with local experience and professional services. And really, you know, the Georgia TV and film industry here is growing so, but we also want to make sure we feel a personal commitment to helping the industry here in Georgia become a sustainable industry in this region for years to come. We don't want this to be a fly-by-night. So
no.
I think a part of what you just said is critical to that, is that when you have a project and you bring it to Georgia and you're doing it here, you want to make sure that the people that you're working with, the services that you're getting, is exactly what you're getting. You know that people have done their due diligence. We've done our due diligence. Depending upon the role that we play for a customer, we take our jobs very seriously. And I know everyone on our team does as well. So yes, if we're going to do media and press credentialing, we're going to make sure that we've crossed all the T's and dotted all the I's, that people say that they are who they say they are.
Yeah, that's I just love that. That's why your reputation precedes you, because you're known for that. And so I just wanted to emphasize that to the listeners out there, because I want them to know that you have credibility yourself.
Absolutely.
Personally, I know you personally. You have amazing credibility and talent. And can you are you able to introduce some of your team members?
Sure.
Your family, as you put it.
Our team family, absolutely. I mean, the first person that I want to share and is my business partner here, the CEO and other co-founder, is none other than Melinda Davis, who is people may know her as Mel D on for Atlanta Life Radio. And so Melinda and I have known each other for years. And I always tell this quick story as to how we met. We met through some mutual friends, and we just hit it off. We clicked. We had the same, I think definitely the same work ethic. She was in the healthcare industry in the government. I was in healthcare, or still am in the healthcare industry, and public and private sector. And so we just had a lot in common. And we also have on our team Belinda Baker, who is a salon owner and stylist in Tucker. She owns a salon, but she is has years of experience in the hair and makeup industry, and she is one of our core team members that will be overseeing our division that supports the hair, makeup, special effects area, and actually business relationships as well. So Belinda Baker is one of our core team members. I know Dr. Jennifer Giles, who is also a part of the Atlanta Life media family and supports the magazine that's a part of Atlanta Life media and the Up to Me magazine. And so she is a part of she actually spearheads our PR and marketing team. She is a consummate professional. She has years of experience in PR and marketing, and has some phenomenal relationships that has opened the doors for Atlanta Life Media for us to truly be a strong PR and marketing agency as well. So we're so happy that she agreed to be a part of the Atlanta Life Media Agency family to head up that division for us. And then we also have Candace Riley, who is, I call Candace and Carrie Williams. I call them both our youngins, because they are of that next generation. And I think both Melinda and I felt that it was important that we have a core team structure that that meets the needs of the clients that we are going after, that we're looking to support. So Candace Riley actually supports our administrative and contract services division. So she helps make sure that, all of our contacts, that we have a part of what we do. One of the important keys of what we do is having a strong database of both clients and, individuals that we can pull when we have a client that needs support and services. So Candace plays a critical critical role in making sure that we have a strong database, an effective database, and working all the administrative, the contracting in, making sure that we have strong back-end contracts, which, to your point, you mentioned earlier that, you know, a part of our agency and the work that we do is making sure that we do our due diligence, that everything is legal and above board, and that when we bring a team of individuals to support a project, that we've vetted them, that we are confident in their skills. For Atlanta Life Media Agency, we are committed to providing superior service, whether it's one of our core team members or whether it is one of our strategic partners that's actually providing services to one of our clients. So providing superior service, going above and beyond to achieve our client's need, that right there is so critically important to us. So whether it's us or whether it's a strategic relationship that we have, we apply that same, you know, logic and expectation when a client engages us in work. And then I mentioned Carrie Williams. Carrie is, she's our communication consultant and our little social media guru. She is just phenomenal, and she is responsible for our website design. So I'm going to give her a shout-out. She's been working so closely and so hard and so diligent with us on our customized website. We just recently have launched that new website, and we're excited about it and the look and feel of it. And I think your listeners, and I'm going to invite them to go out and visit our website, you know, during this call. But she has spent a tremendous amount of time creating tools and resources for us, social media tools and resources for us that are clean, crisp, and easy. And so that's our core team. That's our core team.
That's all. Well, that's a tremendous core team. If you could just hold that thought, I think it is time for us to take a break.
Sure.
And great. And just hold that thought, because we have some, we're going to invite some callers to come in and have a conversation with us when we return. And just one more minute, we're talking with Linda Goodwin, COO and co-founder of Atlanta Life Media Agency, and we'll be right back.
On behalf of the Atlanta Life Radio team, we want to thank all of our faithful listeners for tuning in this morning. If this is your first time tuning in to Up to Me Radio, we want to thank you. Please tell a friend and also remember to come back. A special thank you to all of our financial sponsors, because without their financial support, this show would not be made possible. If you are interested in becoming a financial sponsor or would like to learn how you can advertise with us, please send our station manager an email, and in the subject, please put message of interest, complete with your contact information, and send that email to info@atlantalifradio.com. Again, send that message of interest to info@atlantalifradio.com. We are having a wonderful, wonderful program this morning, so now we're going to return back to our program. So, Gabby G., take it away.
And we're back, and if you're just joining us, you are listening to Up to Me Radio. I'm your host, Gabby G., and we're talking with Ms. Linda Goodwin, co-founder and COO of Atlanta Life Media Agency. Mel D., hello, welcome back. And do we have any callers that would like to join our conversation?
Not at this time. Our board is lit up with listeners, so I'd like to invite anyone who'd like to come on air to please, again, call in at 347-324-5246 and press 1, and I'll bring you immediately on air. But at this time, you can just continue with this lovely conversation with Ms. Goodwin. Thank you.
Wonderful. Wonderful, because I do have so many things I still want to ask her, and oh my goodness, I could just go for hours and hours just speaking with you. Are you able, I don't know if there's privacy clauses or anything, but are you able to tell us some of the clients and sets that you've worked with, and do you have any fun and unusual stories to share with us?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we can share, you know, some of the clients that we've worked with recently. There is a potential that we're working with right now, and I'm going to be a little bit, you know, kind of not as forthcoming with that one.
But
you understand. But I think I had mentioned earlier that, you know, we provided support for the Kingdomwood Christian Film Festival in October. It was the 8th annual Kingdomwood Christian Film Festival, and we provided the media credentialing and on-site press and media coordination. We also provided ticket sales promotion via social media marketing for this event. So, you know, that was really fun as well. It's a multi-day event in the Buckhead area, and we're, you know, filmmakers and directors and producers and the crew from different film, Christian faith-based films, would come in, screen their films, show their films with the hopes of, you know, having distributors that are there that will, you know, see something and find an opportunity to help them get their films distributed. So this is, we've actually had a strategic relationship with that organization for a couple of years. My business partner, Melinda Davis, has a personal relationship with the founder of that event. And so, and again, this kind of goes back to relationships and how relationships are so important. And so, you know, we were asked to provide, to support the festival and provide some services. And we were, and to be honest with you, in the beginning, we weren't quite sure how we could help, but we saw a need that would help them push that festival over the top. And we made a proposal and we kind of jumped right in. So that was one. And one of the other clients that we just recently wrapped up doing some work with was the 6th annual Bronze Lens Film Festival. And what we did there, yes, that just took place in early November, and we provided logistical support for the Celebrity Green Room. So, again, this is where, you know, we saw a gap. We saw a need, and because of a relationship that we had, one of our core team members, Belinda Baker, was the hair salon that was providing hair services for the celebrities in the green room, and we were asked to help to take on the logistics. So if you can imagine, in a green room, you have a huge event. That too was a multi-day event, but on that Friday they were having a women's star-studded women's luncheon, and it was hundreds if not thousands of people there, and they offered green room services to not only the celebrities but some of the other participants. And so what Belinda, you know, when she reached out to us, because she had done this event a couple of years prior, she saw an opportunity where the logistic, the coming in, the coming out, getting people in the chairs, getting them, because this was hair and makeup, that another a very legendary makeup artist, Patrice Coleman, was responsible for the entire green room. And so she and her makeup artist team were actually, providing makeup services. So if you can imagine people coming in, wanting to get their hair done, wanting to get their makeup done for different events, and there might have been a red carpet at 10 o'clock, and people would come in at 9:30. So one of the things that Belinda saw as an opportunity. They needed someone or our agency to come in, help put a schedule in place so that, you know, they could create an experience for the individuals that was coming through that green room that was positive. We didn't want people, you know, to come in to get pampered and then they leave out, you know, kind of all flustered because they were trying to get in and get out in a time frame that wasn't necessarily reasonable on their part. So we helped them, you know, they had a schedule, and we just helped coordinate and make sure that that room worked, ran as smooth as silk. And so that was, you know, that was sort of our first experience doing a project like that. But, you know, Melinda and I, we saw so many great opportunities.
Yes.
And so that's one of the other things that we love about this job, is that when we're working with clients, we have I call it a we see moment. We see opportunities where they may not even be thinking about how we can help them in the future. So obviously, you know, we're going to be talking to the executive producers and leaders of both these film festivals for next year, to see how, to maybe make some proposals as to how Atlanta Life Media Agency actually can help support their events.
You know, every time I speak with you, I learn something new. I mean, you just kind of open up that window, and you let the light shine in on all that goes behind the scenes that you don't even think about.
Right.
On a regular basis. You think you go in and you can sit down and watch a film being made, but it's so much more than that.
It is.
And the great thing about what you offer and what you do and the gifts and talents that you lend to those sets and to those agencies, it really is a service as
mm-hmm.
well.
Mm-hmm.
As it's not just a job, it's a service. It's a ministry of sorts, because I love how you just described how you have, and I've been on these sets, they're very intense
mm-hmm.
because time is money.
Time is money.
Yeah, time is money. And so they don't want people sitting around.
No.
And it does need to work as smoothly as possible, like clockwork. But also, there's the nerves are high
mm-hmm.
In that type of a setting. And so to be able to lend a calming effect to that set is amazing
in
just doing what you love to do and what you're gifted to do. And so Belinda going in there and saying, look, I'm a makeup artist. I can do some people. And I know Belinda, and she's very sweet. She has a calming spirit about her.
Mm-hmm.
And for people to be able to walk into what they might feel is a stressful situation. I've got to get my hair and makeup done. I have to be able to get out and get dressed and then present themselves in a confident manner coming out of that. And then to be able to completely turn that around.
Yeah.
To go in and have your hair and makeup done on time, and then they walk out with confidence, and they bring that to the set. So then it brings confidence and calmness to the rest of the set, the rest of the day.
It does. So, and for us, for that particular client, it was about helping them provide an experience to the individuals that came
through that
green room. So it wasn't just about coming in, getting your hair and makeup done, and getting out. It was while they were there, we wanted them to feel like they were the most important person in the chair, to not make them feel rushed. They were already feeling rushed because they were like planning. They were coming in to get their hair and makeup done because they were planning to attend an event, whether it was 30 minutes from now or an hour from now. And so, a part of this was making them feel comfortable in the experience and not feeling flustered, and just kind of taking it a step further in that whole experience. When, the role that we played from a logistical support perspective, it goes beyond just making sure that there are schedules in place, that people are where they're supposed to be, that people are in the chairs on time, they're out on time, things of that nature. But I'll share a brief example of where, when you know that the client has an aha moment, when I got there that morning, you have to always anticipate a challenge or an issue. There was an issue with parking. The green room crew were told that they were supposed to have valet parking on site there. Well, when they got there, I think the parking crew just did not get that message. And so there was a lot of, kind of stress around parking. They had some of our people go off-site and park. They didn't know how to get back. And so when I was told, of all people, the head of the green room, when Pat came up to me, I saw she was flustered. I said, what's wrong? And she's like, oh, they just kind of messed up parking. And I just said to her, I said, listen, I said, I want you to go to your, I need you to be creative. I don't want you to think about the parking. I got the parking. So, I went downstairs. I talked to the parking guys. I found out exactly what the issue was. And it was something simple. They weren't told. They didn't know who all to expect to be parked on site. And so, that's just an example of where when we are working a project, it's not that we're working off of a script or we're working off of a piece of paper. We're working off of what we see, what's happening, because things can shift and happen, all the time. And we have prepared to step in and to make sure that what should be happening is happening. So, again, whether it is a producer or film executive or in a green room with hair and makeup, I want the people who are doing hair and makeup to be creative and focus on making those individuals as beautiful as they can, not whether or not they had to park off-site and take a shuttle 2 miles back to the hotel.
I'm telling you.
It's things like that. And then I found myself, I'll share this really quick story because this
sure.
too was an aha moment that Melinda and I talked about was, you know, both the executive producer of the festival of Bronze Lens. She was in the makeup chair getting her hair done, and she heard me. The makeup artist had asked me to call on her cell phone. She had handed me her cell phone. There were a couple of people, special guests, that she had invited, and she asked if I would contact them to let them know of the parking situation and where to park, and I said, absolutely. So I was standing next to her. She had handed me her cell phone, and I was calling her friends. I didn't know these people, and was just letting them know, you know, that there was a parking situation and where they should park as they came. And so the executive producer of Bronze Lynn looked at me, and she said, can you do that for me? And
I said,
absolutely. That's wonderful.
See, they see your value right away.
That's exactly right. I mean, but it's simple little things. That wasn't a big deal. You know, that
it was to them because it made it run more smooth.
That's exactly
right. It is a
right.
big deal.
It is a big deal to them. That's exactly right.
Right.
So that's just an example of the consciousness that our team has, the consciousness that our company has. When we are taking on a project, it's not just the big things. It's the little things that matter to us.
Well, you know what? I want to be able to, with the time that we have left, Linda, I want to be able to give you the opportunities to share with our listeners, but also the vision that you have for your agency and an opportunity for those industry professionals who may be thinking about filming on location in Atlanta. What advice can you give them, and how can you be of service to those who are coming into town or are thinking about
mm-hmm.
coming into town? How can they contact you, and is there a way is there a logistical process they have to go through, getting the permits and things like that you described earlier? What advice can you give them if they're thinking
yeah.
about coming on location?
Right. I'm going to take your second question first because that's real
sure.
easy. It's very simple. Call us. If there are production companies out there listening, if there are individuals who are involved in projects and they know they're either coming, or they could be projects that are here today and they know they need support, production support staff and or service, just call us, contact us. And there are multiple ways in which you can reach Atlanta Life Media Agency. You can reach us via our website. That website is www.atlma.net. You can also email us. Our email address is info@atlma.net, so info@atlma.net. Or, you know, you can just pick up the phone and call us. Our phone number for our offices are 678-842-8089. So that's the simplest thing in the world that you can do, is that if you, you know, based on what you've heard, you know someone that has a project, a film or television production project, and you feel like Atlanta Life Media could provide some support, or if you just want to have a conversation with us to learn more. I know, you know, we just kind of touched the surface on our services today, but if you want to learn more, then please do. Please reach us by any of the ways in which I just mentioned, and I'll give you those again. Our website, www.atlma.net. You can email us at info@atlma.net, or you can give us a call, 678-842-8089.
And now, can they follow you on social media?
They can. We have a Facebook page right now. We are in the process of updating that a little bit because, again, I mentioned earlier that we just launched our beautiful new website, so we're making a few edits. But our Facebook absolutely live, so you can follow us on Facebook. And very soon you will also be able to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Periscope. You know, this is a technology industry. This is a social media industry right now. And so we want to make sure that we are available through all social media platforms. We are, you know, Periscope is a little bit new right now, maybe new for us, maybe not new for others, but we want to be able to, and we're embracing videos and, you know, so that we can keep you up to date and abreast of what we're doing. You can not only read about us, but we want you to be able to see us, feel us in action, and connect with us in a more personal way. But the first part of your question was around the vision. a vision for the agency.
Yes.
You know, we see Atlanta Life Media Agency as a premier agency of choice for the Georgia film and TV and entertainment industry. Very simple to us. When a product is being a project is being planned, you know, people will instinctively, you know, kind of think of and call us. That's what we want. We want them to think about Atlanta Life Media Agency, whether, you know, they have a specific need in mind, or if they're just looking for someone to consult with, you know, they want to talk out loud. We can do that as well. We are very comfortable at coming in and listening about what is your project and help defining what are the right level of services that might be needed. So if you're not crystal clear on what services that you need, don't let that stop you from reaching out to Atlanta Life Media Agency. We can help you think through those needs. You know, so, and that kind of goes back to the relationship, because our goal is that once you embrace us, once we provide services, we are absolutely confident that you will continue to call us for your future needs. Again, we're where connections happen, and we are excited to be an agency of choice here in the Atlanta, in the Georgia area, and that's what we're moving toward. That's our broader vision, is to be that agency of choice.
And that's so invaluable, just listening to you and describing your typical day and what you look out for and how you research and the integrity that you bring both personally and professionally to your agency. It's invaluable to be able to have a trusted source, again, to look out for you and to take care of your other needs so that they can do what they do best, which is be creative and film and be able to use their creative outlets in a confident way, knowing that everything else is taken care of through
Absolutely.
Atlanta Life Media Agency. It really is invaluable, and it's amazing, and you're integral. And I also wanted to ask you, because I heard, this is more on a personal note.
Okay.
But I heard that you are a canine mother, as am I.
I am. I am a canine mother. I have two of the most rambunctious shepherd mixed breeds that you will ever want to see. My guy Finn, he's 2 years old, and he is a shepherd pit bull mix. And I call her my little girl, but she's not all that little. Yuma is a one-year-old shepherd chow mix, and they are spoil rotten.
They're just our furry children. I have an 8-year-old Shih Tzu, and her name is Maggie, but she's Margaret when she's a little naughty. She's been Margaret a lot lately.
Oh my goodness, I love that.
She is, but yes, they are like our furry children.
They are, and with everything else
that you do, that you take care of your beautiful little furry canine children.
Yes.
And it's just been such a pleasure speaking with you, Linda. And I just want to remind everybody out there to call Linda. And coming up next, I'm going to share some closing thoughts with you, so stay tuned while we thank our sponsors. Linda, stay on the line, and
okay.
You're listening to Up to Me Radio. We'll be right back for one more short station break. And we're back again to wrap up this week's segment of Up to Me Radio with Gabby G and our guest, Ms. Linda Goodwin, co-founder and chief operating officer of Atlanta Life Media Agency, LLC. Linda, thank you once again for being our special guest this week, and all of you for joining with us. Linda, are you there?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Gabby G, for having me, for inviting me. This has been so much fun. So I just encourage your listeners one more time, if I can, put in a shameful plug and invite them to visit our website at www.atlma.net. Check us out. There's a video out there as well that gives you firsthand view of seeing us in action. Just get a pictorial of what we do and how we do it. So please visit us.
Yeah, so let me just repeat for you, the website is atlma.net.
That is correct.
Or they can reach you by email or phone at 678-842-8089. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Wonderful. Well, I really enjoyed talking with all of you today. And, Linda, thank you once again. It was invaluable information, and I just know that the agency is just going to be the agency in Atlanta and in Georgia, excuse me, in all of Georgia. And I'm looking forward to having you all back next week for another dynamic guest that you will not want to miss. So on behalf of Mel D and myself and the entire cast of Atlanta Life Radio, this is Gabby G saying that's a wrap. Take five this week and be inspired to ask yourself about your own Up to Me moment. Then come back and share it with us, because you know what? It's your life. It's your moment. It's up to you. Take us out, Mel D, with our theme song, Wake Up.
It's up to me to be the very best I can be. And it's up to you to do the same thing too.
Atlanta Life Media, here to share the love through little life experience. Atlanta Life Media.
Who y'all bless? Let no man curse. Sing low. We'll be right back.
Purpose. So work it 'cause you're worthy. You must see that you're worthy.